So in weird news this week, the LA Sheriff's deputies evidently tased a black man that was trying to flag down a car for help, according to Vice News. And kind of a shocking incident here. It says that the black man is still in the hospital 2 days after he was tased by policemen while apparently trying to help the victims of a nearby car crash by simply flagging down a patrol car. The incident took place in South Los Angeles Tuesday morning, according to the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department. And we do have a video of this. And it's kind of heart-wrenching. You would all really expect the police to kind of maybe err on the side of caution and take a lighter hand at some of this stuff. But they didn't. He got tased. Here it is.
And I think his daddy is trying to say, don't hurt him because there's something wrong with him.
Yikes, that's kind of hard to watch. So evidently, the man was on the ground, he got tased, and then another fellow comes out of the back of the house, and he's telling him that there's something wrong with him. He's not in, his mind is not right. And he was treated, you know, basically thrown down to the ground. I don't know. You know, I'm not so sure defund the police is the right way to go, but they certainly need to take a lighter hand at some of this stuff. But I get the fact that they're always under fire. Their lives are on the line. They could get shot. But don't you think that maybe, I mean, there were four policemen there at least, maybe five. And the fellow that came out of the house wasn't brandishing any weapon. I don't know. So how would you like to go to the Waffle House and maybe sit down and have some French toast on? Maybe a few pancakes, buttermilk pancakes with some syrup on them. And how about maybe, oh, I don't know, some scrambled eggs or something like that. But instead of coffee, how would you like to have a beer? How would you like to have a beer instead of that coffee? I mean, that just sounds a little stomach-turning, doesn't it? I mean, a beer with your pancakes? But evidently, the Waffle House is collaborating with the Oconee Brewing Company, which is nearby their home operation, to create a better beer combination here than you can imagine. They're saying that the malty sweetness of the base beer blends perfectly with the salty, savory bacon extract to create a delicious and unique beer. Who am I to say it's stomach churning? Somebody might like it, right? Well, folks, in other news, we've got Cleveland 5 News, and Cleveland is reporting that the Ohio Department of Health is now recommending those in Ohio avoid traveling to Ohio. So if you're in Ohio, avoid going to Ohio. It sounds a little strange, but have a look at their COVID map here. So what they're saying is that Ohio was added to its own travel advisory map because the 7-day rolling average positivity rate went above 15% for the first time since April this week. So they evidently mean it. They are serious about this. Those in Ohio, avoid traveling to Ohio. Well, turning to Kentucky here, folks, the TV station WLKY in Kentucky is reporting that the mayor of Shively, Kentucky, that's right, Shively, Kentucky, was arrested and charged with a DUI after falling asleep in a drive-thru. That's right, she fell asleep in a drive-thru, and then she proceeded to crash, drove through, evidently somehow, and crashed her car into a telephone pole. And have a look at this.
Police mayor was arrested overnight. She is charged with DUI after police say she fell asleep behind the wheel in a drive-thru restaurant lane and then crashed her car. Beverly Chester Burton has been mayor of Shively since 2018. Tuesday night, witnesses told police that she had fallen asleep in a nearby White Castle drive-thru before driving off and hitting a utility pole. Police say that she failed multiple parts of her field sobriety test. She is expected to be arraigned Friday.
Wow, my gosh. That's some scary stuff, isn't it? And that's a mayor? There must be something going on in her life. I'm not exactly sure. Here's some more weird news that's coming to us from the New Zealand Herald. And it says that ultra-conservative MP leaps from window as Belgian police raid orgy for breaking COVID rules. A member of the European Parliament, MEP, tried to escape through a window after police raided a 25-strong, mostly male sex party in Brussels city center for breaking Belgium's coronavirus rules. Joseph Sager, a Hungarian politician and founding member of Prime Minister Viktor Orban's Fidesz party, reportedly injured himself jumping out of the first floor of a flat above a bar where the lockdown orgy was being held. Police raided the flat after neighbors complained about the noise, and Sager was arrested by police outside with blood on his hands. Drugs were found in his backpack, prosecutors said, but Sager denies that they were his. He had no ID, so was escorted home where he showed his European Parliament diplomatic passport and thereby claimed diplomatic immunity. We interrupted a gangbang, a police source told local media, confirming the Belgian Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the mayor of Brussels were called. I apologize to my family, to my colleagues, and to my voters, Sager said, who is married and has a daughter. He said that on Tuesday. I ask them to evaluate my misstep against a background of 30 years of devoted and hard work. Police nonetheless fined 25 people, most of whom were men, at the orgy. And they fined them £225 each before releasing him. A European Parliament spokesman said the MEP's resignation was effective from January 1st and that his immunity would expire with his mandate. So he is gone now, folks. Sager is seen as a key architect of Orban's ultra-conservative crackdown. Accusations of cronyism were made after his wife was made head of the National Judiciary Office. He drafted an amendment to Hungary's constitution that prevents gay marriage, which reads, Hungary shall protect the institution of marriage as the union of a man and a woman. And there he was, folks, ultra-conservative at this party with mostly men. Right. So, folks, turning to this one, do you remember this character, Joe Exotic? Well, Pink News is giving us a headline here. It says Joe Exotic reportedly spent $10,000 in Trump Hotel hoping for presidential pardon. Sounds like something that's been in the news. Paying for pardons, doesn't it? Well, Joe Exotic was convicted in 2019 on two counts of murder for hire for plotting to kill his nemesis and big cat rescue owner, Carol Baskin, as well as eight counts of violating the Lacey Act for falsifying wildlife records and nine counts of violating the Endangered Species Act. He was sentenced to 22 years in prison on 22nd of January last year. Wow. His representatives have been chasing a pardon since April of 2020 when in a coronavirus briefing, Trump suggested that he would take a look into the Oklahoma zoo owner's case. An anonymous organizer told the publication that Exotic's team had spent around $10,000 during a visit to the Trump International Hotel in Washington. And this month, you might have heard Republican Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz appeared on Fox News to say he thinks Trump should pardon Exotic as well as himself before he leaves office in January. Of course, Matt Gaetz would say something like that. Gaetz suggested the president should self-pardon to combat radical left bloodlust and added President Trump should pardon Michael Flynn, he should pardon the Thanksgiving turkey, he should pardon everyone from himself to his administration officials to Joe Exotic if he has to. And folks, thanks for tuning in to the Weird News. We'll keep an eye on it for you. Thanks for listening to the Rusted Culture Podcast. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, and Pandora, too.